How the Buddha Taught. Although it is important to know what the Buddha taught, in another way it is more important to know how he taught. I talked about this recently to our temple's high school students. I started out by saying, today I am not going to tell you about the Buddha's teachings. These things you can read about later. Instead, let's look at how Buddha taught. He never gave answers on a silver platter. He never said, this is the truth. You should believe it and follow it. On the contrary, Buddha said, don't believe something just because I said it. Do not follow teachings until you test them through your own experience. The Buddha always said to look into our own lives. Then I asked the students, what is the most important thing in your life? One girl said, my parents. We talked about the importance of parents. Another student mentioned money. I asked, is money the most important thing? Everybody said, no. However, I countered that we can't deny that money is very important. If we did not have money, we could not function in today's society. Another boy said, life itself is most important. What do you mean, life itself? I asked. He must have taken biology because he answered, life is composed of cells. I commented, it is important to keep your body alive and healthy. Yes, he replied, without a healthy body, we cannot help others. This led into exploring the value of altruism. We continued to consider many other different answers to the question of what is the most important thing in life. Although many aspects were discussed, we did not arrive at one final answer. I explained that we each have to think things out for ourselves. This is the Buddhist approach. The Buddha never handed out teachings like a pill, saying, here, swallow this. Instead, he always asked, is that right? What do you think? He offered teachings so that you could try them in your own life. He did not tabulate his teachings. His teachings were not static or statistical in form. His teachings were dynamic and always dealt with value in one's life. For instance, what is real happiness in your life? Many children are happy when their fathers give them a weekly allowance. However, when that allowance is gone by the middle of the week, they are sad. Happiness that is created by friendship lasts only as long as your friend is present. When your friend is gone, you are sad. Does real happiness come from external things? What is the real happiness in your life? These are the kinds of challenges that the Buddha always asked. He never commanded people. In Buddhism, there is no dogma. There is no set of formal teachings. The teachings are always put within the context of an individual's experience. Understanding should come from living, not from the head. This is the Buddhist way. This is how the Buddha taught.